It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, our intrepid, roving, rambling, pick your verb, reporter on Robin Hood Radio. Hey, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, it was very busy. This was a big weekend for events throughout the region. We'll start up in the north with railroad days up in Canaan. They brought in a railroad from up north, and people were touring, railroad theme, as it should be, at the depot, and old cars, and all sorts of things. As we said last week, they changed it this year, and they broke it up into two segments. Earlier this summer, there was the the parade, firemen's parade, and fireworks and barbecues and such. And this weekend was just focused on railroading. And, of course, there's the Railroad Museum, which is the focal point of Canaan in the historical station. So that's where all the activity was there. If you come down south, you got to Kent, which had sidewalk sale days, and that was... it was bustling. Lots of activities as well. There were booths out on Main Street. There were side sales. There was music. There were the town was hopping. This is the time of year that people do come to this area. So we'll say it's great for merchants. It helps them towards the rest of the year for their profits. And
I think people are out because this is getting close to school opening time, so they're making
too.
Those outings now.
Right, that too.
Sorry, do you know either one of you off the top of your head when school starts this year?
I haven't really looked at it.
Somewhere
be late
in
this
the
month.
20s of August.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay.
I know in some places,
I will, like
out in the Midwest, there are some places where they're already back in
school. Oh, in the South, they're done. Yeah. They're out, but they're in.
They're in.
Yeah.
So, and the Midwest, too, they go hyper early, and it's like these kids.
They get out earlier, but.
Yeah, they do.
But, like, for example, Los Angeles Unified, I just happen to know this, starts the 14th.
See, there you go.
Yeah, but I think teachers here have to go in on the 19th for some professional development, and then the kids will come later
on. And one, and of course, New York State being just across the border never starts until after Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they get out later.
And I was way back when a New York State kid, so I was the idea of going to school in August was what.
Yeah, well, back when here in Connecticut, when we were going to school, we never went before Labor Day. It always started right after Labor Day, and we were out usually by mid-May, early June at the latest, and had really a good, healthy summertime. Anybody know about our friends in Mass? How do they start? I guess this week we're going to have to do some investigations.
Yeah, New York State. I know Jill, in New York.
Yeah.
You'd go to June 30th, and then you'd start like 3 days after Labor Day, back again.
So. It was always, again, the public and private were a slightly different thing because they always got out earlier.
There was also no such thing as air conditioning in classrooms. Now,
that's true.
A lot of them have air conditioning.
A lot of the schools, have AC'd it up.
I bit my tongue just in time.
Good.
Carry on.
That still didn't. Any guesses about Massachusetts?
No guesses.
Okay,
while you guys are talking, I'll go look at Berkshire schools
Berkshire
or
County
something
School,
here.
Southern Berkshire. Yeah.
Say, when are they going back in? So, again, like she said, carry on.
Okay. I did attend, as I do each year, a lovely ceremony in which Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association gives out scholarships to kids from the area who are going into any sort of health field. This year, 13 kids, ranging from majors in psychology to medicine to physical therapy to prosthetics, very interesting, they each receive a total of $10,000, which is huge help obviously, in their tuition. Or there were kids from New York State, from Connecticut, and from, I don't think there was anybody from Massachusetts. It was mostly, no, it was all Connecticut, excuse me, but Warren and Norfolk and mostly Region 1 kids. And Salisbury Visiting Nurse, it's a fabulous program. And the hope is, there's no ties to this, but the board members say it would be wonderful if any of them were to come back and practice their field here in the northwest corner. That's the aim, is to promote this and hope somebody or a few will come back. They are eligible for this grant for 4 years, so you can get a total of $40,000. The kids were very grateful, obviously, and it's really a wonderful program.
That's actually, I have to say my opinion only, it's nothing like starting it young, validating, creating the interest, validating the interest, and encouraging people to go out, get the further information they need, and then bring it back to their community. I mean, the whole notion
in any field,
All right, I'll change back to the schools real quick. In Massachusetts, depending on your school system, it's anywhere from August the 27th to September the 4th.
All right, so I will say
there's variance up there by about a week.
Our Southern Berkshire, which is us, is the 27th.
Yep.
Wow.
And then there's some that go back in. Agawam schools go back in September 4th.
Wow, that's late.
Yeah.
And then Region 1 goes 27th.
Well, Agawam's real late, too. On pre-K and kindergarten, they don't start until September 9th.
Wow.
Well, you know, they're little kids. They need more time.
What's interesting, because I've always, this has been my question about it. So, where here, you brought us back to it. That week before Labor Day, where you're in school for 2 days,
it's very productive.
Right. So you go Wednesday and Thursday, and then you're off for Labor Day
week. Right.
I've never quite...
You go in, you meet and greet, you have a party, you get used to it, and then you're off for 3 days.
Right. And then, and I will just say, as someone who had to get used to it, that by the time that, it's like, okay, now what? Now I got to go get used to it again, because I'm not used to it. So I've always wondered about that, but I'm more of an immersion type.
Yeah, that's more in our modern era than it was in the olden days.
Right.
We have a lot more holidays and in-services and all these things going on.
More to the point, they changed the holidays so that they would be three-day weekends.
That's,
and then you get
right.
Add your in-services. So, you find, line up 10, basically, unless you teach when the holiday really is, you just know that this is the day that we celebrate the holiday that was. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of,
and unfortunately, it's not celebrating holidays most of the time. It's going shopping.
That's true, too, yeah. So go out and shop in the stores on Veterans Day. It's like, excuse me?
Anyway.
Move ahead.
The election season is heating up. There's a list of, the Lakeville Journal has a list of every candidate who is running. I think there will be some primaries. I'm going to have to look at that. And but the time for signing up is over for petitioning to get on the ballot.
Party-wise.
Right, party-wise.
For a party, because I think it's still open if you want to go in as a non-candidate here in Connecticut.
I think so,
and then if you want to go right in, you can do that.
Right in, you can always do the day of the election.
Yeah, way late, and there all you have to do is file with the Secretary of State that you want to be a write-in candidate. And
all right, so my question is, once again, when would those
They're in later August, I believe, is the primaries. They're coming up here fairly soon.
All right, well... Because people kind of don't focus on the fact that we're already at the 12th of August.
Yeah.
We're mid-August on Friday.
But bear in mind, too, the primaries that will be happening sometime later this month are all party, too. And it's not, okay. You know, it's not anybody this. So, and that's about a third or more of the people in this area who have no reason to go to the poll.
I'm sorry, as an unaffiliated, I think that that's pretty interesting.
Well, no, it's just the way it should be. I mean, these states that allow you to vote cross parties and vote in their primaries is ridiculous.
For primaries, okay, but I don't know. And I don't know.
Yeah,
if I...
No, yeah, for the choosing the party candidates, it should be people who belong to the party.
I never, yeah, okay. Well,
and if you don't belong to the party,
Marshall will come back and strike me down because of his grandmother, but I never understood that, and I still don't.
That's
what. What don't you understand?
I have always been... on my planet, we're merit-based. So if you're good at something, then in my view, you get the job. So I've never understood how you could only limit your... It's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, okay, let's just say, for example, that one person seems less competent. One party's person seems less competent than another party's person. I've just never understood why you had to stick with your party instead of the competence. That's just me. Sorry.
Because it's a two-party system that's evolved in the country, and every time somebody's tried to change it, and they have over the last, definitely the last 40 years or so, several people have tried to make it more like a three-party system. It just doesn't work. It always goes back to the two. And I'm looking at this list, too. And
I managed myself on one comment, but I can't manage myself on
this. Yeah, I'm looking at the list that Ruth was talking about in the journal. Like, for Salisbury, there is actually a race for the selectman's seat because there is a Democrat, right. A Republican, and an unaffiliated. You can vote for two of them.
Right.
No challenge to the first selectman. Cornwall, the same thing, no challenge. Only two. There's a lot of places here where we have really no races.
Yeah,
you're just going and voting, and it doesn't matter how you vote. The outcome is already predetermined. So that's what happens in the small towns, I think, more often than it should, actually. I believe there should always be some challenges.
But so, for example, in Salisbury, there are three people running for selectmen. Am I correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and you can only have two. So
yeah, so you vote for two. Remember, Salisbury years back changed the process. There's no longer the drop-down that many towns still have. You either run for first or you run for selectman.
Right.
And
same with
Sharon. Yeah, the seat you're running for is the one you'll get. There's no more of this, well, you did next to the other guy, you become first selectman,
right.
Although you didn't run for it.
So. Right.
And I don't know of any other towns that have adopted that.
No, I think it's only Sharon and Salisbury who have done that. Yeah.
So, you know, which is, it's interesting. I don't know if it really, well, it's hard to say. But anyway, at least there's some competition. That's, I just really hate to see ballots where we're just voting just to go in and vote.
Well, on the other hand, you know, didn't we sort of touch on this with the, was it the North Canaan situation, or whatever? Whether things, you know, it used to be for certain of these positions, you voted for the person you knew.
Well, yeah, but that's different. We're talking about professional positions now that have become that. I'm talking about the elected positions that are out there. Example, planning and zoning has elections every 2 years, and planning and zoning probably can have the most impact on your life if you are planning to do something on a piece of property, yet no one ever builds. You don't read about it in the papers or anything. It just kind of happens.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how important planning and zoning commissions are.
Not until they go and try and do something.
Yeah.
And then they learn.
Try Wake Robin in.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
yeah.
So in all of those cases, that you have some cases where there are Region 1 Board of Education races, and yet you hear very little about it.
Yeah.
You know, they always talk about the selectmen's races, and realistically, on the chain of authority, I don't really put them at the top. The people on school boards, they run over half the budget for the town. So, you know, they determine that. And then you have planning and zoning, which, you know, if you're talking about working on your property or whatnot,
you're back to this thing. Vote for the people they know.
Well, yeah. And in that case, well, when there's a race. But, you know, for example, I'm looking at certain ones here in planning and zoning. In my own town, there's no race. They're just running three Democrats. There are no Republicans running for the seat. They have a board that has one Republican on it, and, you know, there's
and
no
And is that
there's
because
no
one wanted to run?
Hmm?
Is that because there was no one wanted to run, or is that...
I really don't know.
Okay.
It's...
Or is that because they get to do that?
Okay.
This is, you know...
Well, yeah, no, you don't have to run.
This is my issue. You'll forgive me. And I've already said that once, you know, with the party, you know, I think that the people who are the best qualified should run. End of story.
But that's just not the way it happens.
Yeah, I know. No, you don't need to tell me that.
And this now has become more confusing, not confusing, but more interesting with the elected versus appointed.
Yep.
So you have this whole mix when you're talking about elections that people, I must acknowledge, most people are not, don't understand it until it affects them. You're right, Michael.
Exactly, yeah. When it comes up and bites you in the wrong place,
yeah.
That's when you say, oh, my goodness.
If you have a mic,
and speaking,
at least you can get an explanation.
Speaking of zoning, there was the first public hearing for the new configuration for Wake Robin this past week.
Ah.
So I'm sure that will go on for many, many sessions.
Yeah, it's going to have a limited amount of time there to go on, but obviously there is a big... I believe, haven't the group drawn up some type of a petition on that?
I believe so.
I believe, yeah. I was reading that. I don't know if there's any legal... bearing on that, but
that's going to go on. So
yeah, it is. Yeah, it
yeah.
Is.
They do have a limit that you have to within so many months, I guess. But
unless we pull the old trick of diverting their attention somewhere else and start paving the rail trail,
right.
I should not have said that. That was a
no,
bad
you
boy.
You shouldn't, only because there are people who are so literal, and we hear from them.
The
so.
People heard that today and go like, "What? They're
oh,
paving
yeah.
the rail trail
go again?
Yeah,
more signs, more
well,
signs."
That's what they said on the radio this morning.
Yeah, exactly. So how about not?
All
so,
six of our listeners out there.
Things are happening, but
they are.
This will now be the last 2 weeks in August are always the doldrums. Things, everybody's just settling in and waiting for after Labor Day.
Yeah, there are some pockets of activity out there, you know, in
yeah, not too
still
much.
Still some fundraising, late in the summer type fundraising and stuff going on.
The library in Hunt Library has some stuff going on, as they often do. On the 14th, they are having an Indigo workshop with Gail O'Donnell. From 2 to 4, explore the exciting world of indigo and how it was used. So Hunt Library always does good stuff.
They have a lot of programming going on. It's
interesting. A lot of programming, which is great.
But so. Each of the libraries have their own series of programs they do. And,
yes.
You know, sometimes they're well-publicized, sometimes not. All depends on the topic, well-attended or not. A lot of them, because of limitations, you have to pre-register. So it makes it kind of hard on this end to put public services out when you may be talking about something that's full.
Yeah, I have that issue, too, with the paper. But I just say call up and find
right.
out.
You know, you mentioned it a couple weeks before. And you give people the opportunity to go register.
Yeah.
It's a future thing instead of a the moment.
Yeah, basically, you just have to say registration required.
Yeah,
register
but,
at your own risk.
Yeah, but the thing about that, and I'll go back to the usual comments on the subject. You know, like for example, we've got the Dutch. Things you need to know at least a week in advance that the such and such is happening.
Yes,
at least.
We do. Speaking of a week in advance, we've almost exhausted our week here this morning.
All right. But
what do you think of that?
Just bear that in mind as people are reorienting, shall we say, their mental programming.
Right.
You want someone to come to your event, registration required, start thinking about 3 weeks ahead.
Yep.
I did go to Sharon Playhouse this week to see Annie.
How was that?
Fabulous. Absolutely. Took the grandchildren, and they, I applaud Sharon Playhouse. It is incredibly professional, and here's to talk about a plug for supporting it.
Another
very professionally done.
Yeah.
And
they do a lot of training for young people and everything for the theater.
Oh, my goodness, young kids and local kids who get an opportunity to get out there.
Yeah.
One other thing, that talking of libraries, the Kent Memorial Library, which will be going through a huge renovation project this coming year and will be relocating to different places around town, is holding a different raffle. Usually it's a car raffle. This year they're doing a gift certificate raffle. You can win $1,500, $1,000, or $500 gift certificates to stores here in town, and $10, and you're on your way.
There you
$1,500 in gas is nothing to sneeze at.
This is all true.
So now the renovation is so massive, they're moving into other, you said places? They're not going to one place?
One place, I should, well,
okay.
They are moving into the Congregational Church Parish House for their everyday, but we have a huge book sale here ongoing all summer long.
Right.
So there will be finding a place for that as well. So, yeah, there will be in different places next summer.
And that construction is due to start, what, this year or next year?
Yeah, this coming fall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and for those people who know, you know, the library owns the old firehouse next door, and that's going to be totally renovated and made into part of the library.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's big, neat. Big project.
Going to salvage it and work it in.
No, look how well it worked in Sharon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
Sharon
righty.
Did a beautiful job.
Yeah, they did. They moved out down to the Legion,
right?
Which was a much smaller venue, but they made it through, and yeah.
I thought that was really nice how they shared, you know, the Legion left and then gave them the space and now has come back with their meals and functions. And
that's what you do. You help out your nonprofits.
Yeah.
That's what the town government should be doing that too, helping their nonprofits to stay in business, you know.
It's very, very, that was a very nicely done, yeah.
Yeah. So apropos, I think, Mike, were you giving me the...
I was giving you
signal.
The adios.
I'm going to say, people, it's always fun. Thank you so much, Ruth. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, and all-around intrepid reporter. Thank you.